Doug, what has this year been like for the Hotchkiss Fire Department so far?
Well, we've been fairly busy. I think this year we're probably going to hit one of our historic highs in the number of calls. We're about 30% over normal right now.
Is that hard on the staff or the firefighters here?
Well, I think we're probably right at the happy medium. If we don't get enough calls, the firefighters get bored, and if they get too many calls, they get worn out. And this is probably just about the sweet spot, keeping them interested.
In addition to some of the big fires happening across the state, we've had a smattering of local, really small, lightning-started fires, and that's pretty typical for now, you said, right?
Yeah, except for the potential's probably off the scale, but what we're seeing right now is really kind of typical for this time of year with numerous one-tree lightning fires, maybe a smaller fire getting out. I think Paonia had a one-acre fire near Hubbard Creek last week. And this is kind of typical for this time of year. What's a little bit different is the number of really large fires throughout the state happening simultaneously. And that's kind of unique.
And you said also the potential is much higher than normal.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're seeing federal agencies, the state, and local governments kind of across the Western Slope putting in fire bans and restrictions to keep people from any real big fires or things that can start sparks.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you that all of the indices that they use to measure the potential for what a fire could do are all at historic highs.
And so sort of along these lines, your fire department is pretty active, not just on the ground, but actually online, too. And you guys have a Facebook page, which you post to regularly. But in addition, you've just started a new initiative to have some discussions on the Facebook page about fire protection and emergency preparedness.
Yeah, we're trying to open up the discussion a little bit about trying to get people to look around their own homes and just make some decisions about what they can do to make their own homes and their own lives just a little bit safer when it comes to wildfire or really any other emergency that might happen in our area. People don't like to be lectured on Facebook, so it's kind of tricky to get everybody's attention. But our first topic was about evacuations, and we got quite a bit of traction, and we got quite a few people to comment about how they felt about the potential for them being evacuated and what they might take with them. Right now, we're focusing on simple steps people can do to protect their home in case a wildfire was approaching.
And what are some of those tips?
Now, we've really focused a lot in the past 10 years, 12 years on getting people to cut trees down around their house. And that is a really big thing. But we've also noticed that maybe something that is just as important, maybe even more important, is cleaning up the flammable items around the house and making your house more fire resistant. And that includes getting the leaves out of the eaves and pine needles out of the rain gutters. We still go by and see many, many houses with firewood stacked up against the house. It's kind of a bad idea. Decks are a real problem. They're really one of the major sources of ignition in a wildland fire. And there's like rattan furniture on the deck, things like that. So we're just trying to get everybody aware of some simple things that they could do so if a wildfire comes through their neighborhood that we have a chance to save their home.
Delta County is a rural county, but, for people that live more in the cities or towns, maybe they don't consider this to be as high a priority because they're not as much in that sort of interface with nature, with the wildland. Is that true? Can people relax more in an urban environment?
I'm sure that the people in downtown Colorado Springs felt pretty safe until last week. And I think everybody looks at it and realizes that that's just not the case. And it's really easy to identify the true wildland urban interface of folks living in the mesas, out in the pinyon juniper forest that are all over the valley, or even near the farms that do their yearly ditch burning. But the fact of the matter is there isn't one of the towns in the county that couldn't lose numerous houses in a wildland fire.
And so today is the 4th of July, and of course a lot of firework demonstrations in our area have been canceled, although it is still legal to buy fireworks but not set them off. Any words of advice for people?
Well, we're just really hoping that people use common sense and realize that the extraordinary conditions that we're in right now, and you know, try to think about not only their well-being but their neighbors, and you know, avoid using fireworks right now. And if I had a recommendation, I'd say, why don't you folks save your fireworks for New Year's Eve? It'd be a lot more fun then. Yeah, hopefully it'll snow by then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks for having me.